Well, thank you very much. It's great to be part of this very important meeting of surgeons at the Royal College of Surgeons. In the last century, and previously, I had worked at Genentech and was the clinical lead for the development of trastuzumab or Herceptin. And in that program, we saw how important it was to have a marker and to use that marker to select the right patients for treatment. I think we all know in our practice, and our patients always tell us that they're not the same as everyone else. We know that all cancers are not the same. And so in the last decade, when it became now available for the first time to look now at biology of tumors, not just one gene at a time, but to look at multiple genes, I think it has now ushered in an era where we can be more informed about the biology of the tumor and both perform surgery and perform treatment in a more individualized way. I went to a talk about 10 years ago. It was a brilliant PhD scientist. He was talking about a new method for looking at gene expression and genes. And he said to the audience, and I remember sitting there, he said, "I can give you terabytes of data for your patients." So I just sat there and chuckled. Obviously, I had forgotten how much a terabyte was, but I'm sure here as well, a terabyte is too much information. What we need to do in this newer modern era is not only examine the biology of the tumor at a molecular level more precisely, but also do the right studies to gain information about which genes are important and in what clinical setting should they be used and how should I use them. Those are the tried and true principles of the Royal College here and the tried and true principles of medicine that we have relied on for many, many years, that we need to do clinical studies, we need to gain evidence, and we need to have multiple studies in order to understand what's best practice. So what I'm going to talk to you about is at least the roadmap that we use to develop the Oncotype DX breast cancer assay. It's an assay now that is widely used in the United States and now also in more than 55 other countries.